Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 19th year now bringing these broadcasts to you. And we thank the Lord for this radio station and for all the prayers and provision, and most of all for you, the listener out there. We thank the Lord for you. If this is your first time listening today, we invite you to come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And if you've been with us for many years, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we look forward to serving the Lord and to bringing great broadcasts to you for the coming year, our 20th year in broadcast here on this station. Today, we're going to be looking forward to a message about the coming new year, 2025, and we're going to be talking about the parable of the talents, making the most of what the Lord has given you and making the most of the time and the resources that He has entrusted you with. And so if you have your Bible there today, turn it to Matthew chapter 25. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message today from Matthew 25, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on here in Kenya? We just finished a great church service today. We had a packed house and a wonderful service, 8 a.m. in the morning. We went till about 10:30, and then we gave out gifts, packages of flour and packages of rice to about 120 people. And so we are thankful for the church family. We're thankful for what the Lord is doing here in Kenya. We're looking forward to building a school in the coming year. We have 1 acre of land, and we want to purchase another acre right next to it. And so we're looking for a piece of land to purchase, and then we'll make a swap for the land next to us. Then we can get started building that school. So pray about your part in that. If you want to contribute and be a part of helping us build a school here in Makunda Village, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we can talk about that. The children have another week or two off before they go back to school, so we want to take them swimming, have some other activities lined up for them. And so pray about the part in supporting the children. You can be a supporter of an individual child for $40 a month, and that would help buy rice, buy food, help them get their school fees paid and their uniforms and all that. So we invite you to be a supporter of the children in the Living Water Children's Home. We have about 25 children now at this current time, and it fluctuates. We place children, we get new children in. We actually have 4 little two-year-olds now with us, and they're growing, 4 boys, and they're growing, and we will be putting them in a primary preschool here this coming term, starting in January. They'll be going to a preschool type situation. And so we're looking forward to raising them up in fear and admonition of the Lord. Well, today we're going to be talking about the parable of the talents, one of the great parables that Jesus spoke. And this is in Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 14. And for those of you that don't know about parables are simple stories that Jesus used to teach important life lessons and important kingdom lessons so that people with limited education, people with limited background in the kingdom of God, they could understand kingdom principles with simple stories that he would teach them, and they could apply those principles then to their life and understand the kingdom of God in their life. And so the parable of the talents is one of the most famous of Jesus' parables, and it talks about utilizing the resources that God has given you. And so this is a very appropriate topic for the new year crossover into 2025, because everyone has a certain amount of talent. Everyone has a certain amount of resources. Everyone has a certain amount of time. And what makes life so interesting, you don't know how much time you have. You don't know when your day on the earth is going to be up, when your time on the earth is going to be up. And so it's very important for you to make the most of your time. And if you are a believer, you know that God expects you to fulfill your calling. He wants you to fulfill your calling, and he's given you resources, he's given you talent and time, and he's given you a path to follow. And so that is the reason why I'm preaching this today, is because we're getting ready to cross over, and many people make resolutions, many people make promises that they can't keep, New Year's resolutions. And so I want you to be encouraged to know that God will give you the strength to do what he has called you to do, and he will provide the provision. Some of you, God's given you a big vision, a big dream, and God will give you the resources. He will give you the time and the talent to complete that dream, to complete that vision, and you have to trust him. And be of good courage, be strong and of good courage, and go forward with what the Lord has called you to do. And so as you think about 2025 and you think about the time, the talent, the resources that you wasted in 2024 or that you failed to complete, maybe you started some things, didn't complete them. And so God wants you to move forward with strength and with boldness. That's what this parable of the talent is all about, is utilizing well what the Lord has given you. So in verse 14, we start here. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Well, let me just stop right there. The man who is traveling to a far country is none other than Jesus Christ. And this story is about him and his distributing talents to people, not necessarily talents in terms of skills or abilities or things that you can do. Talents is considered in this a weight of measure of money or a weight of measure of wealth. But talents can also be considered things that the Lord has given you, not just money, but things that the Lord has given you, your resources, your life, your abilities, your money, your education, your intellect, all of these things become talents for you. And how you utilize them is extremely important to God and important to you in terms of your eternal life. If you're not a believer today and you've never confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you don't know if you're saved, your parable of the talents starts with you accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord, confessing his name, repenting of your sins. That's where it all starts. Your journey starts today. It started at the cross when Jesus went and died for you on the cross, shed his perfect, precious blood for you, shed his blood that your sins could be covered, your sins could be remitted. That's where your journey starts. But from this day forward, if you've never confessed Jesus, you need to confess him and then utilize the talents that he gave you. It'll be small baby steps at first. When you're working for the kingdom of God, you're going to take small baby steps, just like a baby. When you're born, you get up on your knees, you crawl around, you roll around, then you start to get up and walk. That's the way the kingdom of God works too. You take baby steps first, then you get up and walk, then you run, and then God has some great and mighty things for you to do. So this man goes into the far country and he distributes his goods to his servants. And in verse 15, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. And so each person is given talents according to the ability they have. And so don't look at somebody else who has great intellect or great physical prowess or some kind of ability that you don't have. Don't compare your life to others. You compare your life to what God has given to you according to your ability, according to what he has called you to do. You have a unique path. You have a unique calling, a unique destiny that has been tailor-made to you because you're made in the image of God. You're made unique. Your fingerprints are unique. Your hairline is unique. Everything about you is unique. And so God has given you a calling that is unique to you. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't look to see what others are doing. You just answer to God, because when you stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, he's not going to ask you about your cousin or your brother, your sister, your mother. He's going to ask you, what did you do with the talents that I gave you? And so he gave each according to his own ability, and immediately then he went on a long journey. Verse 16, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and he made another 5 talents. So he was very aggressive, very ambitious, was confident about what he was doing. And so he traded his 5 talents and he made another 5. So he ended up with 10. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. So he had less ability. He was only given 2 talents. But he traded with them, he utilized them in a good way, and so he gained 2 more, so he ends up with 4. And verse 18, but he who had received 1 talent went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And so the one who received 1 talent didn't have the ability or the confidence or didn't trust the Lord enough to utilize his talent. He was hoarding it, hanging on to it. And so he, like a dog, went and dug a hole in the ground and buried his 1 talent in the ground. And it was not going to increase. It was not going to gain anything in the ground. But he was so afraid of utilizing it that he put it in the ground. And then he waited for the Lord's return. Well, verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And so in verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And so the man took his 5 talents. He didn't squander them. He didn't sit on them. He didn't hoard them. He didn't go to the cave and pray for the rapture. He didn't go to the cave and say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Get us out of this mess. He took the 5 talents and he utilized them. He trusted the Lord that the Lord would replace those 5 talents and keep giving him more, keep adding him more. And so he took those 5 talents, he traded them and multiplied by 2 and ended up with 10 talents. And the Lord was very pleased with him. The Lord said, I'm going to make you a ruler over many things. I'm going to give you many things. And he's talking about here the millennial reign. Jesus is talking about those that come back with him. In Revelation 20, we read about the millennial reign. And God is going to send Jesus back with all the born-again believers who have been raptured up to heaven. They're going to come back and they're going to rule and reign with Jesus on the earth. And that is the millennial reign of 1,000 years. And then after that comes a new heaven and a new earth. And so the born-again believers, those who have been faithful to use their talents, those who have been faithful to trust Jesus and utilize everything that he has given them, they will be ruling and reigning. And Jesus said to this one, I've trusted you with a few things, and now I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Beloved, if you are a new believer, or maybe you've been a mature Christian for a long time and you haven't done much to promote the kingdom, you haven't done much to utilize the talents that you have, that God has given you, start small. He who is faithful in the small things, the Lord will give him more. He who is faithful in the small things, show the Lord that you can be faithful in the small things. I think back in my missionary journey, I started back in 2001, I believe it was, and went to Mexico for the first missionary journey I had ever taken. Went to Mexico to build a house with Casas por Cristo and raised about $300. I thought that was a great, great accomplishment. It was something new to me, something very exciting to me. Asked the kingdom of God, the people of the kingdom, to support me and send me to Mexico. Raised about $300 and went down there with about a dozen people. And we built a house there in Juarez. And so that's the way my missionary journey started. And so when you start small and you show yourself faithful to the Lord, that He will supply for you and He will protect you and He will show you what He wants you to do. When you start that way and you move into the kingdom and you move into the direction that the Lord wants you to do, then you will be given more. He who proves himself faithful, then the Lord says, I'm going to make you ruler over many things. And he's talking again about the millennial reign. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Those of you who are born again believers, you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10, and you will be rewarded for the works that you have done here on the earth. You will be rewarded, not according to salvation, you're already saved. You're going to be rewarded for the works that you've done in the flesh, whether good or bad. Read it, 2 Corinthians 5:10. And so that will determine your rewards that you receive in heaven. Your crowns of glory, your crowns of righteousness, your crowns of seeing his appearing, all of these crowns will be given to you, and the cities and the territory that the Lord gives you to rule and reign over will also be distributed to you at that time. And so the Lord said, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. Those are the words you want to hear when you stand before the Lord. Verse 22, he also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And so you understand here that the Lord has given the same reward to the one who started with 2 talents that he had given to the one who started with 5 talents, because the Lord saw that the one who was given 2 talents had utilized those 2 talents in a good way to bless the kingdom, to bless the Lord. He had utilized those 2 talents. He didn't just sit on them. And so the Lord gave him the very same reward as he did the one who started with the greater amount of talents. And the Lord said to him, come in, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. And so if you're starting from way down, maybe you don't have a lot of intellect. Maybe you don't have a Bible college degree, or you never studied the Bible very much. Just be faithful to what the Lord has shown you. If you only understand a small amount of the Bible, a small amount of scripture, be faithful to what the Lord has shown you. Be faithful to do what he has called you to do. Maybe it's help do something simple in the church. Maybe sweep. Maybe clean the bathrooms. I don't know what the Lord has called you to do. Maybe it's to become a deacon or strive to be a deacon or an elder. Something simple. Maybe it's just to go visit people in the hospital, visit people in their home. You can do something simple that will promote the kingdom of God. And when you do that, then the Lord will continue to add not only on this earth, but your kingdom rewards then will be multiplied. Well, then in verse 24, we see the one who had been given only 1 talent. And it says here, then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Lord, look, there you have what is yours. And so the man went and hid the 1 talent, just like a dog buries his bone. The man went and buried that one talent. And so when the Lord shows up, the man says, look, look, I've got that one talent. And the Lord then chastises him in verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, that's cynical because that really doesn't describe Jesus at all. He's just agreeing with what the man said about him, which brings up another point. This man accused Jesus of the attributes of the devil. He accused Jesus of having attributes that are not of the kingdom of God. He said, you're a hard man and you reap where you have not sown and you gather where you have not scattered seed. Well, that's not our Jesus. Jesus isn't a hard man. He is our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. He is our Counselor. He is wonderful. Jesus loves you. He loves you and he wants you to succeed. He wants you to know that God loves you. God is love, that you have been created in the image of God. And so Jesus is not a hard man. He's an easy man. He says, come unto me, all that you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give rest to your weary soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29. And so Jesus is not a hard man. He's an easy man. When you yoke yourself to Jesus, you're going to be on the easy path. You're going to be on the path that gives you strength. You're going to be on the path that is enlightened. You're going to be on the path that is protection, peace. You're going to be on the path that is deliverance. You're going to be on the path that will bring you joy and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You're going to be on that path, beloved, and you will know when you get on it that you're on the right path. And so Jesus said, you wicked and lazy servant. He calls him a name, calls him wicked, calls him out. And he says, and you knew I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. And so Jesus said, well, at the very least, if you don't have the talent or you don't have the ability to trade or the ability to increase what I have given you, at the very least, you could go put it in the bank and let it gain interest. Then I would have gotten a little bit back. And so that's a lesson for us as well. You can put your money in a CD. You can put your money in the stock market. You can put your money in something that will at least gain you some interest. If you don't feel confident enough to do anything on your own for the kingdom, you can put your money in the bank. And then when it comes time for an offering for a missionary or comes time for an offering at the church to help with the church programs, support the pastors, support the leaders, you would at least have some money to put in the offering plate when it goes by. And so verse 28, therefore, Jesus says, take the talent from him who only had one and give it to him who has 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And so the lesson here is when you sit on what the Lord has given you, God is going to take it away and give it to somebody who's active in the kingdom. And I've seen this in my own ministry. I've seen it in other ministries. When you're out there pushing, when you're out there striving to move the kingdom forward, God is going to give you more. He's going to keep accelerating what you're doing. He's going to keep giving you favor. He's going to keep giving you blessings. Come over to Kenya sometime and see what we've done here. Come over and look at our children's home, at our church, and all of the ministries we have going here, the Crusades. Come over and you'll see how God has multiplied. And I'm not boasting about myself. This isn't about me. This is about a lesson spoken here and taught here in the Word of God. When you get active and when you start moving in the kingdom of God and moving in the direction that God calls you to go, he will take from those who are doing nothing. He will take from those, even the wicked. The Lord stores up money with the wicked and gives it to the righteous. And so the Lord will take from them and he will give to you and propel you and move you forward and increase what you are doing. And so for everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And then Jesus condemns or issues the judgment on the one who buried his talent. He says, cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a description of hell there. Cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so, beloved, that is the condemnation. Somebody told me one time, Jesus never talked about hell. And in the book of Matthew, right there, he talked about hell. The weeping and gnashing of teeth is the eternal reward for those, number one, who never accept Jesus Christ, and also for those who have not utilized their talents. Maybe they've wasted their money on prodigal living, on drinking, on carousing, on entertainment, on wild ventures. When you do that, beloved, you're wasting what God has entrusted with you. You're wasting your life. You're wasting your resources. And so you will be cast into that outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, beloved, I hope that's not you today. I hope you're moving forward in the kingdom. Pray about your part in moving the kingdom forward. We'd love to have you support this ministry. Pray about your part. Sit down today. Write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. You can include prayer requests if you have them. We'd love to pray with you over your prayer requests. Yes, to you from Gather the Outcast Ministry. Thank you again. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.